From Washington, this is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump says he might consider lifting sanctions on Russia. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, the president-elect said he would keep the sanctions in effect for at least a period of time, but he might lift them if Russia helps combat terrorism and collaborates on other matters. The U.S. initially imposed the sanctions on Russia 3 years ago after its annexation of Crimea. On December 29th, President Barack Obama instituted additional sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. President-elect Trump told the Wall Street Journal newspaper that the U.S. One China policy, which declares Taiwan as a part of China, would also be up for negotiation. A Chinese government spokesman responded by saying that the One China policy is the basis of Sino-U.S. relations and is not negotiable. Several hundred people took part in an anti-Trump demonstration in Washington Saturday. The Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network sponsored the rally.
You may switch presidents, but we just gonna switch legs and keep on marching. We won't back down. We won't be trumped.
The rally comes as President-elect Trump criticized civil rights pioneer and Georgia Congressman John Lewis on Twitter, calling him all talk and no action and sad. Lewis, among the most revered leaders of the civil rights movement, represents a district that includes the Atlanta area. He said in an interview he would not attend Trump's inauguration because he did not consider him, in his words, a legitimate president. This is VOA News.